שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא סוכות.
Hello, we are on a lesson on the topic of Sukkot. We will read selected excerpts from the Kabbalists on the topic of Sukkot.
Yeah, but if our guests have urgent questions or questions in general, I'm willing to hear them first and give them preference. So please, if you want.
Yes, again, we have something to announce. Basically, from the very morning till now, we were working, trying to find out how we all can serve Europe. We already sent a message, a clip, after all the meetings to Europe and to the world CLI. We made a deep discernments, and now we need the involvement of everyone across the globe. So till tomorrow morning, we'll be collecting questions. We send an email to everyone, so we will... Because last several days were really intensive, a lot of things we've passed. Also, second thing, tomorrow Europeans here will be here for the preparation at 2 a.m. already. To prepare for the lesson as never before. And we didn't inform any, not everyone yet, but we want tomorrow's morning lesson to be dedicated fully for the preparation to the European Congress. We've prepared already questions for the workshop, and we have many things to say. Maybe we will not say now what we came with up, what was the result. We will say tomorrow morning. We simply wanted to ask your permission to dedicate tomorrow's lesson for this fully.
So you mean tomorrow morning? And now, not now, right? Okay, I'm willing to give it all the time that's needed, whether it's in the morning, noon, afternoon, tomorrow, Shabbat, whatever it is. If you have questions or topics for discussion, then I'm willing. In short, they have permission to determine the lessons, and there's no problem with that. Okay? Okay, more? Anything else before we start? No. Okay. So we will start. Or with questions. If anyone has questions, you can always ask. Even if things that don't have to do with the Congress.
You're
reading selected excerpts on the topic of Sukkot. We are on excerpt number 9 from Rabash, letter 36. We must exert excessively to receive the shade and say it is a holy shade, that all this shade came from above and not from the Sitra Acha, that it was given so he would be able to assume faith. At that time, it is called shadow of faith, and it is holy.
I can't see where you're reading.
Sukkot, excerpt number 9.
Slecha. Shuv.
Nika shuv.
We'll read again.
Okay.
We must exert excessively to receive the shade and say it is a holy shade, that all this shade came from above and not from the Sitra Achra, that it was given so he would be able to assume faith. At that time it is called shadow of faith, and it is holy.
How can a person discern whether it's a holy shade or not if he accepts the concealment and then suddenly stops feeling an attraction to spirituality, a unique sense towards spirituality? There's no awakening as he had before, not that great of a mood, powerlessness, heaviness in the mind, in the heart. And so he has to see whether what he's receiving helps him build a new state. Meaning, I feel a burdening, I have no desire, no spirits, I don't get anything, my mind is not really working, I feel like sleeping, disconnecting from everything, I'm fed up with everything. And if that state he is now receiving awakens in him actually an urge, a push to discover himself in the new state, when he realizes this is what he was given from above, then it is a discovery of the new state, because every degree begins from the discovery of the broken will to receive. Either it pushes him to some corporeal directions or to nothing, just to go to bed, to sleep. If he realizes it's the beginning of the new degree, the discovery of the broken desire, which is the stage in which that broken system of Adam HaRishon appears in him, which is what is called, there shall be evening and there shall be morning and it is one day. Meaning that the day begins from the night. If he understands it and accepts it properly, then it is called the shade or the shadow of Kedusha, of holiness. But if he cannot overcome, if he cannot look at it correctly, or he doesn't see, he doesn't understand what to do, or he feels that he has to, that he has a burdening of the heart, but he can't do anything about it. He doesn't quickly organize the friends around him and the study and the group and all things that can help him. If he cannot come out of it, then this is called the burdening or the shade of the Sitra Achra, which is this egoistic shadow that consumes him and he's drawn after it. And so, nevertheless, we have to understand that a person is never given a burdening of the heart, a shadow, darkness, and an appearing will to receive. It's only to the extent that a person can overcome it and establish the new degree. Even though he goes through night, through darkness, that period ends, and then he moves to the day. And there will be evening, and there is morning, and it is one day. And the new degree always begins from the dusk, from the night, from the revelation of the broken vessel. And so, portion by portion, this is how a person discovers the broken kli, the broken, shattered vessel. And that's our path. Okay? Fine? Clear? Yes.
В чому заключається способність вийти з тіні?
What concludes this ability to come out of the shade?
The ability to come out of the shade depends on how much a person prepares himself in advance. He has to be well connected with the friends and regularly attending all the lessons, the social activities, participating in all sorts of actions he's doing for the society that he cannot escape. Like, say, I'm connected to a lot of people who are doing dissemination, and they know that every day they have to write all sorts of articles and send them to various places and publications, etc., the internet. And so in that sort of way, it works. That is, I personally, when I have a burdening of the heart, when I feel that things go bad, that nothing is really good, that I'm not capable, that I have no power, no desire to do something, then I actually set up all sorts of actions for myself, even filming or writing, things that obligate me. Typically, I have these excerpts that we are studying in the lessons, and so I take them and I start rewriting them. Not like it's written by Bala Sulam or Rabash, but rather how I would write it, how I would make it more accessible, easier, more convenient for modern audiences. Not that I certainly necessarily use it afterwards, but it helps.
Занимает, ну, место для тени. Ну, сколько в день должен быть в этот тень?
What part of the day does the shade need to encompass?
Nothing. The least, the better. The least time, the better. I'm just happy about having the burdening of the heart. But I don't want to remain in that. As it's called, the light shines from darkness. Or the darkness shines as light. It's like I turn on the light in the darkness, and that's how I go through the darkness with light, with the light of a candle, with the light that I turn on by myself. And then comes the daylight. So I don't want to be in darkness, even for a moment. Darkness, to me, means helplessness, weakness, lack of appreciation of spirituality, not wanting anything in life. That's darkness.
Where to get the strength when this complete darkness comes?
First of all, the darkness is never total. It's never absolute. It just seems to us that way. As it says, you never descend in sanctity. You only rise in sanctity. The Creator is never interested in failing the person. He just wants to give him an opportunity to ascend, to teach him how to ascend. If we don't process the states of darkness, then we cannot clarify and scrutinize the vessels and correct them, then we will never come to the final correction. Rather, for each and every aspect and detail of the shattered vessel, we have to discover the light, the state of overcoming, until we fix everything. And it all depends on the support of the environment and a person's obligation and commitment. It very much depends on setting the times for the Torah, as it's called. Meaning that I have gotten used to giving lessons and participating in systems of dissemination, etc., and that helps me come out of it. It all depends on these things. But the states of darkness happen to everyone. I was with Rabash and I saw the states he went through. Even though he was already, he didn't even need to correct himself anymore. He was in a state of correcting the kli for the others. This is such a work that you cannot escape, because that's the only way we begin to attain the Creator. For every broken vessel that appears, we have to organize all the preparations for the prayer, and then this vessel becomes corrected, and then another part of the general shattered kli appears, and so on.
И в книге там написано всегда со мной, что это как очень быстро все произошло. Поэтому мне
вопрос. The states of darkness. My question is, how do we learn?
Мы готовили, понимали, осознали.
To quickly go through these states and prepare for it and understand.
I have to prepare myself in advance. I can prepare myself in a way that I have obligations that don't let me run away, but it's not too hard. I have to kind of take in advance what are the things that I have to do, whether I like it or not. We can see this very well looking at chores that women have. Let's say there's a family and a house and a few kids and a husband and you have to keep things organized and clean and food, making food, etc. So a housewife would do it even if she doesn't feel too good. She will feel it because she feels that's her role. And so similarly, we have to learn what we have to do in the group, in dissemination, even though we don't necessarily feel that well or that convenient. It has to be ongoing, regular work. I would go through these states by writing books. I knew that I had to write at least a few pages a day. A few pages. Not that simple. And I did it. It all depends on a person's serious attitude to what he's doing. Okay? That's it? No more? Yes?
Чтобы вы посоветовали товарищам, которые
recommend their friends that have decided now or very soon to dedicate themselves completely to the group and to dissemination. It's like what you decided one time that you gave up your business, and or should we disseminate without the words Kabbalah?
I did not disconnect myself from working, even when I was with Rabash, and after he passed away, I continued working at my job, just not as an owner, as a business owner. I never completely disconnected from working. I always worked, but just not as an independent worker, rather as an employee, or as a small independent worker, not having a big business. And Rabash forbade me from to stop working. He didn't allow any one of his students to just leave his job. When I asked him, let's say I had enough money and I don't need to work, he said, okay, you don't have enough money, you have enough money so you don't need to work, okay, so give your money to others and then work. What do you mean you decide that you don't want to work and you work for society? I don't think there is an urgency in doing that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is what a person has to do in addition to his corporeal life.
Появляется возможность зарабатывать деньги, то есть весь день быть в распространении.
There's an opportunity to earn money from dissemination. To always everyday work for dissemination and earn money for the family, to disseminate without the words Kabbalah.
That could be possible if the group that a person is in, if the management that he's in agrees with it, it could be a worthwhile scenario for a person to leave his day job. But he has to consider it well. Is he doing it for dissemination, or because he doesn't feel like working and he wants to be freer? And it's not that simple. A lot of people who start studying Kabbalah think that they can invest all their time in it and then they will advance. And it's the opposite. They may not advance in that way and it could stop them.
So it's better to ask the group before such a decision.
It's mandatory. It's not better to ask the group. He must ask the group. He must. Must reach a state where the group tells him, open the door there or something. Where the group.
A group
has to ask him, perhaps, even that much. Ask him to leave his job, and then the group is committed to give him everything that he needs for his livelihood instead of the salary that he has now. These are rare scenarios. These are rare cases. Usually, a person wants to escape all the troubles of this world. He thinks, why am I living in this world? I only need spirituality. And that really just comes from his ego, from his will to receive. Everyone would both work and study, both in terms of with Rabash and with Baal HaSulam. And our ego will always push us to all sorts of solutions of that kind.
Raf, we had, let's say, today we had many sessions with the group together, and we experienced moments that we did not know anything anymore. We were empty, we felt frustrated, we felt, let's say, we went through many states. It looks like this, when I read this article, that it's exactly describes our states, the darkness, and So what do you suggest to us when we go through these states? What should we do as a group to continue the work? What is your suggestion?
In my experience, after all the conclusions that you can make from a person's spiritual states that he goes through, there aren't that many differences in states. There's a state of darkness, light, loss of high spirits, loss of purpose, no light that shines ahead. In short, a person needs to learn how to step out of it, how to rise above it. And the main way to rise above the unpleasant states is in working on the importance of spirituality. This is something we still don't know how to do because we don't have a direct connection to spirituality, but through the environment, through the society, we can awaken it. What to do about it? I typically process the text. I take writings or shamati or study of the Ten Sefirot or the Book of Zohar. And that's how I see myself coming out of that. I recommend writing. Making some short articles for dissemination, even if a person has no desire and no mood for it, the moment he has to speak to others, he begins to find the right words and thus come out of his own state. But it all depends on the environment, how everyone is in mutual strengthening towards each other. I always did something, all the time. There were barely any time when I was disconnected, when I wasn't reading or writing or something. You always have to direct yourselves to dissemination, because by dissemination you direct yourself to giving the light that reforms for the rest of the vessels, and that takes the person out of his state. If you care for others, you come out of your own problem. And again, it's like a woman at home who has a family. Even if she's a little ill, she doesn't pay attention to herself and she does the work she has to do. And that's how we have to feel it. Yes?
When I see a friend in the darkness, how can I take care of him? I have to wait a lot or directly, don't wait? What is the limit, the space they need to do this inner work? And the action of the friends to help him.
If the friend is in a descent, then what I can do is ask him to explain to me some portion of Pticha. And then he has to start activating his mind, and as well as I. And then we look at what's written there, and through that pticha we begin to have connection with the upper light. And in that way we begin to come out of the darkness. If we begin to read something emotional, it might reject us, because we can't penetrate with our lack of emotion, we can't penetrate the emotional excerpts. But if we're talking about pticha, then it's not that much emotion there, it's more intellectual. And then through that, we connect ourselves to the sources of light, and in that way, we begin to make contact with him. So that's what I would recommend doing. More? No. I'm looking at the guests. Are you a guest? Okay.
Ну, я не знаю, я шел сюда, об этом думал все время и хотел и нес свой вопрос сюда. Последнее.
I don't know. I came here. I thought about this question and brought it with me. Lately, last year. Thrown off. A friend would invite me to a conference, says I need to appear, and I say yes. I fall asleep on the couch. I wake up half an hour later, after everything's done. How do I fight this? For example, look. Nearby a group calls me and asks me to come for the weekend, and I say, well, but conditions turn up that I can't go.
צריכים לעשות לעצמו התחייבות.
One has to make a commitment, and again, it is similar to a woman at home, that there's no choice but to take care of the students, take care of groups, write an article, process the material. I always had opportunities, either writing or processing the material, all sorts of things like that, or giving a lesson, giving a lecture, and so on. I always had to do it. I was in a way that I had to do something. I was obligated to do something, and that would take me out of the situation. Because I have to take care of something, create something, produce something. And if you wait until you have a desire to go to some group who are inviting you to just participate with them, it's not going to happen. You have nothing to cry about in this case. We have to know what is our nature in advance, and so do it in a way that even though there are disturbances, I will be able to overcome it. The Creator never gives you such discernment, such disturbances and obstacles that we cannot overcome. He doesn't. And when He gives you the very last disturbances that you cannot do anything about, and you only feel like dying, you'll eventually see that it ends up positively. But it all depends on the person's preparation. If there is no correct preparation, nothing's gonna help. You'll be thrown out of the spiritual path, and you'll die like the rest of everyone, like everyone else.
Ken?
Об этом и хочется поговорить, когда хочешь умереть. Но я имею в виду.
I want to talk about that too. When you just want to die. During the day, you have work and dissemination, and work with the group.
Я имею в виду, что всегда ты ищешь возможность.
All the time that you're always looking for the opportunity. Not receive for oneself. To look closer for the truth. What's that state that you want to die? How do you prepare for it correctly? How do you correctly get out of it?
То кажется, что это повторяется и выхода нет. Но повторяется, и ты застрял в этом.
It seems like it's repeating itself, and you're just stuck in it.
Эло амацавим шем оврим аль кулам.
These are states that everyone goes through. It's a period. It's a period that can take years until a person gets used to it and overcomes it, and you know what, agrees with dying. I agree that I'll die, except for one thing, that even if in that state of death, I function the way I should, coming to the group and sitting with them, coming to some dissemination action and participating, even like a corpse. But still, I have to determine my participation, that my states will be of participation with the rest, with them. And so it all depends on the obligation. All depends on the obligation and the connection with the friends. There's no point in suffering, but we just have to establish such connections with the environment that if you feel bad, it is shared with everyone. If you feel good, it is shared with everyone. That's it. All your cries are coming from lack of organization, just lack of organizing yourselves.
Ken.
To bring the personal state of darkness to the group, or do we need to bring it?
I have to feel such a commitment towards the group that even though I'm in a state of darkness, I'm included with them, I participate with them, I come to the group physically or integrate with them internally in that state of wanting to transcend the darkness and not to just fall on their hands, unless it's a state where I truly am completely incapable and they have to sense me to understand me and throw me a rope to save me.
To bring that state of darkness to the 10?
If there's no choice. If there's no choice, then with the last strength I have to do that. Or it's possible that before these extreme scenarios, I bring them the state of darkness so they work together on me in order to unify, in order for them to unite, so that around my problem, my predicament, they can unite, so that it will bring unity to them. So you have to see what's the situation each time. But the calculation has to be, the desirable calculation is that I contribute to the group.
Better is joy, no?
Not necessarily. Perhaps if they work to save me, that will give them progress. The Creator organizes everything very, in both negative and positive ways. Like, God forbid, if someone is sick in the family or something like that happens, then you put behind whatever fights you had, and you stop fighting and you start uniting. We have to use the darkness and the troubles and the problems correctly so they unify us, so that we actually accept them as the trouble of the many, of the collective, and we treat these problems this way, the unpleasant problems, unpleasant states.
Sometimes I feel states that a person goes through, I've already been through in life, you know, the states that only happen once in a life.
I can't explain to you that much. I'm saying simply. First, you need to have a schedule, an order. I need to know that I'm taking part in this and that action in the group. Two, I need to know that I'm participating in dissemination, in writing or distributing the materials online, and I have to do it, and until I do that, I don't go to sleep, I don't finish my day. Three, I have to participate in the TENS meeting. Without that, I feel like I'm escaping the whole spiritual process. I have to create these milestones, these stops on the path. This is called make officers and cops in your gates, meaning in all the gates where you can either enter or exit spirituality, you have to position guards. And then you won't run away. Otherwise you will. Of course you will. And this is deliberately designed like that. And because you are requested to rise to higher degrees each time, then it'll be tougher each time. If you don't properly organize your life, and it's not about escaping your day job and making a more comfortable life for yourself, but you are creating such circumstances for yourself that will keep you on the path. And if that's the case, then you'll advance. All right? You have questions, please.
In this hardening of the heart, what determines that from there there will be the nothing else, the quality of pistol? Or is it just the overcoming and the regular work?
There's no such thing, only overcoming. It's always an ascent to the higher state. There's no such thing that I went through darkness and remained in the same state. You always rise in sanctity, as it's called.
Is every overcoming on a state of darkness a correction?
Of course, yes. Because each and every state that appears from the broken kli, that the broken kli is gradually uncovered, unraveled, and then I discover my soul a bit more and a bit more.
Sometimes in congresses we hear that if we come out of a descent correctly, we'll discover the Creator.
Correct? Yes.
that are asking if we manage to come out of the descent, the hardening of the heart, and we haven't discovered the Creator.
You came out of it, but incorrectly. There wasn't 100% correctly put effort. Eventually, ultimately, the Creator has mercy on the person and takes him out and keeps him on the path.
How can we check what's this mistake or what do we need to add?
I'm not looking at that, first of all, because this is the biggest obstacle. When I start thinking about how will I do the kind of work that will get me what I want, that will never take me to the right place.
How do I include the world clean in the prayer?
If I want to make the right prayer, then the prayer has to include the world clean, because it is my entire soul, and it is everyone's soul, because every point or every individual soul integrates with all the other souls and includes all the other souls, because the system is an integrated system. And so it's impossible that I don't include them. I have to do that. And so even if you look at the prayer book, if you look at the prayer, the 18th prayer as it's called, it says, for the righteous and for the wicked and for this and for this and for this, and at the end, for ourselves, meaning we think about the whole kli. So the true prayer is for the whole kli.
There is an agreement in this question. How do we include it in? How do we include the environment in a prayer for the world kli?
How? In thought. Everything is clarified in thought when I think about it. Yeah.
There's a few more general questions and many more that I haven't translated yet.
No. Okay. Yes.
You said previously that writing helps come out of the descent. Is writing that doesn't have what to do, isn't connected to the sources, also helpful?
Yes, if it's connected to the spiritual work, then yes.
There are people who prefer to work in dissemination and not come to lesson, or that don't come at all, they just try to listen to the lessons. Is this correct?
It's not a proper state, and nothing can replace the lesson. Nothing can replace the lesson. If you are not connected to the lessons, you're not connected to the higher spiritual source, and whatever you do instead of that will not help. There's no replacement for it.
Sometimes it happens that a friend's in a descent and a group doesn't know how to support him. So his outside behavior gets worse and worse, and you have to get rid of that person. How can we work correctly with this?
I can't give an answer to this. This is something the group needs to decide, maybe consult the other groups. It also depends on how connected he is to others. I don't know.
Work takes a lot of time, and family takes a lot of time, and Kabbalah takes a lot of time. Is it correct that I place Kabbalah in third place?
Some things are necessities that we have to do in this world, which is your work, let's say 8 hours a day or whatever it is, and family that I can't throw away. The Creator set it up in a way that we have to be with our families and organize and sustain our family. And the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning the correction of the soul, is in the meantime in the third place. Yeah. If there is no flower, there is no Torah.
What do you do if we can't carry out the suggestions of Rav in a corporeal life? My corporeal life is built on a minimum, but not ideal like Rav suggests.
I don't know what it's about. Perhaps the person lives in such a way that he doesn't need more. About this, it says in the last generation, it is explained there that, as it's called, neither condemned nor praised, meaning what a person has to have in life in order to make ends meet, in order to provide daily food for all his family, he must do that.
More questions I haven't translated yet.
Okay, that's it. So we are moving to our sources, or you have more questions? What?
Can you expand on the types of coming out of the descent? As I understand, there's one way of coming out by keeping a schedule and responsibilities.
That's the best. If I organize the schedule in a way that once in a few hours I have to make an action that has to do with spirituality. Could be the group, could be dissemination, could be writing, could be participating in giving a lesson or something of the sort. If I do these things, then I awaken to come out of the descent. I have to engage in something that is connected to the upper light. That's how everyone has to organize himself.
What's the correct exiting from this? If we do it correctly, we'll discover the Creator.
I have to see in every descent an invitation to rise to the Creator. That it is not a descent, that it is simply an ascent on the left line. Now I have to add the right line, and then you rise. That's how it works. And so, the discovery of the deficiency in each and every state is a new state that was never corrected, and I have to be happy about it, and I have to bless for that night and know that the night is the correction of the vessels, and midnight is the coupling of Abba Ve'ima that shine on me. And if I use the illumination correctly, then I reach a state called the rise of the dawn, the morning, etc., the day. In spirituality, day and night don't come on their own. It comes from, it's all inner states. The Creator awakens the darkness, and we have to awaken the dawn. I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me, as it's called. And the more we accelerate the times, the states, darkness and light will appear more frequently, and we will process all these states. And this is called that we go through years, like it is said about Abraham who came through the years, meaning he hastened, accelerated the times.
To correct these things together, on one hand, he's saying, like a beast, to just keep on with his responsibilities, do and soon you'll get it. On the other hand, you need the second thing that you said, to turn every descent into a gift.
I don't understand what the question is. We just discussed it, that descent is not a descent, it's the appearance of the desire, the new desire that I need to learn how to correct. There are no descents. There's no descents. It's always the appearance, the revelation of the new broken desire coming from the general shattering of Adam Rishon.
No.
Yes.
To relate to it this way, and other states that you can't, and then just, you know.
There's no such thing that it's impossible. unless you haven't prepared yourself correctly for states that you deserve to go into.
And the last option is that...
So you don't know what you're doing, so you are... until you leave completely, but it all comes from lack of preparation. A person needs to understand in each and every state, what am I doing right now, and what am I doing for the next state, for the discovery of the new will to receive, and expect it. And even want it to happen, expect it to happen. This is called, when will my deeds reach the deeds of my ancestors, my forefathers, meaning the higher degrees, that I expect it, that I'm not afraid of it, that I'm like the old person who looks at the ground looking for new deficiencies, looking for what he lost. You have to have an active kind of work in every state.
Группа позаботится об очень активных товарищей, как вот Золь сейчас в Новой Зеландии.
Is the group capable of taking care of very active friends? For example, he translates all of the lessons. He does many complicated things. He sleeps very little. He's very active, and in the eyes of the group, it's normal.
The
group capable of seeing this and able to take care of a friend like this in time?
The group is still broken. As much as he tries to help it and sustain it and work on it, and the group cannot yet appreciate his contribution for the general group. And that's the problem of the whole group, that they don't appreciate such a friend. What can you do? This is... That's their status. I think that over time, hopefully soon, we will become so connected across the world that we will appreciate such friends we have who invest everything they can in strengthening the group, strengthening the general society, and we will want to strengthen them and be connected around them. I hope this will change, that we will want to understand, to feel that we depend on them. But besides that, what they're doing, they have a great reward for it. Their investment makes a connection between all of us and the upper light, and then the knowledge of the Creator, the influence of the Creator to us through that friend. And that is their reward. It's a shame that others don't envy at such a friend and want to be like him. Hopefully it will change. Yes.
Что это, ну, за процесс? И когда я...
Another question. To expect the descent, what is this process?
Why? What for? I need to already see from my state as a descent, and then rise, and rise more. Why don't I see myself now as being in a fallen state, in falling, Do I already have the revelation of the Creator, this embrace with Him through all the friends and the ten that sits in my heart? Do I already see the current state that I'm in this way? So I have to wait for a descent to happen? So is it not already a descent?
Выход или мне выход тоже должен быть неинтересен из этой состояния. Я должен всегда заново искать.
It's important to know how to come out of it, or that doesn't matter anyway. You keep looking for it every time new.
I always look anew for how to come out of it. Every state, every descent, in every moment, I have to accept it as a descent. This is called connecting day and night.
Я себе ставлю график, там работа с группой, работа.
I have a schedule to work with the group at work.
Это моя работа, ну, с моей стороны.
All right. That's all my work for me.
I didn't understand what he just said. Well, what are you trying to say?
Я хочу сказать, если я чувствую падение, всегда чувствую.
I want to say that if I feel a descent all the time,
prayer. About this, it says, one should wish to pray all day. What should I pray for all day? To discover the descent, that I each time discover broken vessels. And then it puts me in an intensive work, and I very quickly process all my reshimot and come to correction. All right? No more questions. Where?
In Australia.
In Australia. Yes, please. Australasia.
Good night, Rav. I have a question that doesn't regard this lesson, but regards a discussion that you had with one of your meetings with Calderon, Dr. Calderon. Can I ask about that or not?
Who was that? Why did he call him Calderon?
I'm sorry.
That was... Okay, so his method is called Calderon? Adigis. Anyway, all right, yeah, so what do you want about that? I don't understand why you're so impressed by that. It's like it's as if I met some, I don't know, deputy of God. All right, ask.
No, nothing like that. I was just curious to see a person that never studied Kabbalah and spoke to you in such a way that you agree so much with you, with him. Yeah. I was very surprised about this and... I wanted to know your thoughts about it.
That's it. So what did you think I will do? When a person talks about connection being a good thing, that it's good for companies, it's good for societies, it's good for work, it's good for human relations, it's good for how people relate to each other in the workplace, in every society, in classrooms. He thinks about connection as a good thing. How will I not agree with him? I agree. I even hugged him to show that I agree with his method in the sense that it connects people in a nice, good way. Right? Now you can ask, why am I not like him? Because I don't appreciate his method when it comes to the correction of the soul. It doesn't correct the soul. It has nothing to do with the correction of the soul. And he has no idea what the correction of the soul is. He's talking about good human relations. He's a good guy. Sure, talks about beautiful connection between people. Nothing more than that. He doesn't work against the desire, above the desire, with faith above reason, with love covering all crimes, that we have to maintain the crimes and cover them with love. All of these things belong only to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it has nothing to do with him. It's completely unrelated to him. And so, I agree on his level. He's doing good to people. He can do good to human beings. Fine. In truth, he doesn't really do good to people. He's doing good to companies. To business owners. Fine. But still, he doesn't cause evil, cause harm, even though indirectly his method does lead eventually to a tougher recognition of evil, because it's as though he's hiding the truth. But I completely... I don't appreciate his method when it comes to the correction of the soul. There's nothing that corrects the soul there. He talks about nice things that can happen in human society. Only that. That's all. If he was younger and perhaps more interested in truth, in correcting the world, then I would take it to the next stage and talk to him in a different way, awakening the left line. But in this case, no. What for? What, to ruin his business? Or what he's doing, the good that he at least does in some places in the world? Let him do it until the general time of correction comes. Then we keep quiet. As much as we can, we disseminate ourselves. But as much as people, you know, don't want it, we stay with where we are. He's doing something else. He's selling things that are good for all of the egoistic corporations and companies. And that's why they buy it from him. That's why he's successful. And they are successful too. There's nothing more to it than psychology. But it's good. In the meantime, the fact that it will eventually explode and people will not be able to use this because their will to receive will grow beyond this level of just thinking about some benefit, when they will no longer care about the benefit if they have to be closer to others and smile at others and be nice to others. At that point, humanity will have no chance to continue to exist this way, besides with the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in the meantime, that's what it is. But how you're all impressed by that, that's just a good salesman, but a good one. A good one. I'm not against him. I actually appreciate him. If he, in the meantime, he's trying to do good to people, so I respect his work. The fact that he does it for money as well, sure, he can have all the money and gold in the world. What do I care? That's not... we're not competitors in that regard. I don't need it. So, but in terms of our direction, talking about above reason, that's impossible. I tried between the words to bring in something. It passed next to him. He didn't get it. He also is an older person. He's a very old person. What can you expect him to just throw everything away? He himself says that he lives in flights all the time. You know. What can he do? So, I would wish that all businesses in the world will use his method and be better. Sure, including governments and countries, but it's not going to correct the soul. It doesn't touch the soul. Because there's no left line there. They don't awaken in the, his groups, don't awaken the left line, the evil. They only cover everything with goodness. So as long as they can still do it, they should do it. Because in this way, he also speeds up the corruption. He helps uncovering the corruption. And that will lead humanity ultimately to the necessity for the wisdom of Kabbalah. Well, look, I said it. It's for you to have this for the future, or you'll understand this later on.
Какие-то, не знаю, знаменитости, люди, личности, с которыми вы бы хотели побеседовать, ну, как вот с...
Anyone famous left that you'd like to talk with them, like with the Dijas?
I also didn't ask for it. They sent him to me. They arranged it for me. I don't see someone I need to talk to. I'm familiar with a few people in our world that I can talk to, and we can understand each other, like Rav Kook from Rehovot and a few others. But even without talking, we have agreement in everything. I more or less know such personalities. And that's it. There's only a few people that have attainment that I can feel, that I can hear, that I can feel it within, that they're present. But it's not people that the public appreciates. You won't find also, I promise you. When and how, where will they come from all of a sudden? Those who are studying Torah, and as a result, they arrive at the wisdom of Kabbalah and continue to engage in that, and they receive an actual key from above. So, those people exist, but very few. Very. But they exist. You won't find them. They're not public. They don't teach the public. You don't know them. Yes.
Ask, when you talk about the differences between the wisdom of Kabbalah and other methods, you keep saying that they don't have the left line.
Right, that's first. Also among those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah. I received from Rabash the booklet of Shamati. First it was one article, then it was the entire booklet. And I copied it, photocopied it, and I showed it to Hillel Gebstein, as well as Menachem Edelstein. And they are people who even studied with Baal HaSulam. So, you got to understand how old they were, and they passed away a little after Rabash. And they studied the wisdom of Kabbalah their whole lives. And they were very devoted to this wisdom. They also had, they brought many students. And Rabash saw that I let them read that booklet. It was actually a notebook of Shamati. and he almost erupted on me. He said, how did you give it to them? They don't have the left line. Like that. And I was in such a state where I wasn't sure if they have or they don't have. How can it be that they don't? On the other hand, they had some little spiritual attainment. We'll talk about that later. There are differences in terms of differences and limitations of attainment. But what I'm trying to say is there are different kinds of people. And it doesn't depend on how much a person studies, but it depends on the root of the soul.
What's it called that there is a left line?
I can't explain. It's not criticism the way we think about it, like someone who's being critical. It's not an intellectual approach. It is the structure of the soul. It's a structure that comes either in a complete manner or incomplete or half, but it doesn't matter to us. Eventually, everyone who comes through the connection, we all complete each other. This is something that is not... We shouldn't get ourselves confused with that. Everyone will receive it. If we are now working on the general kli, then certainly everyone will have what they need for discovering all of the character of Adam HaRishon. On the condition that he invests in that. He has to be straightforward, that whatever I can, I invest. And I don't make some discounts. I can do a little bit less, a little bit of like this or that. As it is said, be innocent with your Lord. All right?
Rav, can I just go back a little bit to when you were talking about when you were talking with other people? Thank you. I'm working with Anna Conte and also Oded Spiegler on dissemination with the conversations with people with you. And we're trying to approach people that might want to talk to you and have conversations with you. Is there any particular kind of people that you think that we should target?
I'm willing to speak to anyone. There are some interesting scientists, some politicians even, maybe. Some sociologists. The wisdom of Kabbalah can say something in regards to anyone and any profession in the world. So I don't know who am I, if there is someone specific I'm interested in talking to. The truth is that besides, you know, politicians, hardwired politicians who are, you know, deep in their dirty power games, you know, you really can't talk to, because everything is so programmed and they're so indoctrinated in a way that is so opposite to nature that typically There's just lack of understanding. I would typically say, yes, yes, sure. I would nod and say, yeah, yeah, you're right, and thank you and goodbye. You know? So, with scientists, maybe, if I can understand more or less where they are, and they can understand where I am, I don't know. Try today. But I'm willing. In general, I'm willing to speak to everyone. Sure, try to arrange things, meetings. As you know, we have a studio, and we can do these things, these internet conversations. I've done many like these. Sure.
בסדר, מה יש לנו? יש לנו אלמטה.
All right, we have Almata.
Hello,
World Clay. We have a question that about Rupaj would write about psychology of this world.
That's what he writes.
Весна 2018 мы закончили МАК, вот великие товарищи Антон и много в мировом.
We completed MAC, the Russian Academy. We finished in 2018. We all came from the field of psychology. It starts with Freud and ends probably with Yuri Polan.
Что вы о нем думаете? И я могу продолжить рассказать о нем.
What do you think about him? Maybe I'll tell you a bit more about him.
No, don't, because we already concluded our lesson, and I'm not interested in that. Because today, the wisdom of Kabbalah is becoming revealed, and we have no time to engage in psychology and get confused and philosophize about these things. If you are interested in riding on the back of psychology to reach broader audiences, that's a different story. But for us, for ourselves, there's no benefit in that. There's no use of that. We have so much material and the need to enter the wisdom of Kabbalah and use it to see the structure of the soul, that we don't have room for engaging in psychology. Not today, no longer. But for the broader audience, sure. All right, guys, we are more or less over. I'm happy that we have a meal on the roof today. Otherwise, you know, we built such a great sukkah and barely used it. It's not good. I'm even sorry that in these days where we had the big meetings with a lot of people in Israel, that we didn't go up on the roof. You think we did it right in going downstairs? Would it be very tough to sit on the roof? I don't know. We should do something about it. Such a big and expensive sukkah, and there's still something really big about it. At least we're doing it now and tomorrow. So, go ahead. Where is the? Do we have a song, or we will do it there? Okay.